Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
Story time with Joey Harrington, and here he is. We have sneakers to peddle today.
I do like sneakers.
I know, you do.
I like booze and sneakers, so whenever Joey's peddling something, it's in my wheelhouse.
Are you a sneakerhead?
Mild. I don't go crazy like some people, but I enjoy sneakers.
Joey, are you a sneakerhead?
Okay, well, here's what you did, is you came out, you didn't bury the lead, I think. Well, you kind of did, because for me, the lead was you talking about Augusta, but now we jumped right into sneakers, and so I can't
Listen.
Not talk about sneakers. So am I a sneakerhead? No, I'm not. What I do, because I didn't have, I think we've talked about this, I didn't have my first pair of Jordans until I was like 34, I think.
What?
I'd already retired. And for me, it was like, oh, yeah, okay, I know. Because, you know, I did the whole Oregon thing and got to know people. And I was like, oh, yeah, I know Tinker. And it's like, oh, yeah, he did those. Okay, cool, I should get a pair. And then... you know, kind of getting to know, it's like, well, yeah, Peter Moore, like, you know, he lived down the street. He designed the All Saints auction posters that were in my basement. Like, okay, so I'll get some ones. And then, we kind of get down that path. And then, like, I was wearing something coaching Jack's basketball team. And it had been one of those days where it's like, hey, Jack, how was school? Fine. Did you do anything fun? No. Like, you can't get an answer out of your teenager, right? Yeah. But then all of a sudden, like, I had some cool shoes on, and one of his buddies at practice was like, oh, tell me about that. And, oh, well, yeah, you know, I just, you know, I don't know. I tell you, there were some Oregon shoes. And, like, all of a sudden, just, like, they just start talking and opening up and just, like, start sharing all this, like, I got these. These are the 29s, the good duck, bad ducks. Oh, really? Oh, how was the science class today? Oh, my God, it was so great. And it's like, it became like this conduit to have conversations with my kids. So the long story longer is, am I a sneakerhead? No. Do I love the connection to Portland and the history of sports in our state, and more specifically, like, the neighborhood and community? Absolutely. Has it become something that my kids and I can connect over? Yes. Is it something that I can now raise money for a scholarship to send students from all over the state of Oregon to college? Yes. So if that constitutes being a sneakerhead, then I'm a sneakerhead.
Sneaks are a bridge to the kids. I love that.
It is the one thing that I have that young people think doesn't suck. whenever I wear a pair out, it's always a little jarring when someone young comes up to me and I'm waiting for something horrible and offensive to come.
What are those?
And you always get a man. It's like, hey, old man, like, those are slick. And then you're like, all right, I'm not completely lame.
I knew I was onto something when Jack had a buddy over, you know, a while ago, and I was like, all right, where are Jack and his friend? And then I hear, like, dun, 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 on the steps coming down from upstairs. So I was like, what were you guys doing up there? And they're like, nothing. What were you doing? And his buddy says, Jack was showing me you're one of six Harrington Family Foundation Jordans and the Jordan 11s that were signed by Michael. And I was like, what were you doing up there? And, you know, he's like, oh, my gosh, that's so cool. So, yeah, I knew there was a pathway in. Yeah.
Well,
like you said, we don't all suck.
Two amazing things in the world that Joey has figured out people really want. Rare bourbon and sneaks.
Yeah, and when you're talking about one of seven sneakers, like, that's... For real sneakerheads,
especially Jordan,
that's holy grail type stuff.
So what do we got? We're auctioning some sneakers off.
Two pair,
raffling. So say right. It's big difference. Not auction. That's not right. Not right. You have right. To be the highest bidder. Two pair, $40. Right. Figure 20 pair or $20 per pair. So it's the Harrington Family Foundation Jordan ones. And so here's the thing. Okay. Well, I'll tell what it is. It's the Harrington Family Foundation Jordan ones, and it's the Jordan one. Off-white Chicagos. So, but the ones, the Harrington Family Foundation ones, I can't verify this except for through word of mouth from the man himself, right? So I get a box of shoes that show up. There's six in it, right? And so the mock-up, the design sheet, he said, Tinker says, you know, these shoes are one of five because five are going to be auctioned off. Or raffled off. Excuse me, I did the same thing. Five are going to be raffled off. I got one pair, so there's the sixth. And we're doing an interview last year, because last year was the first year of the raffle, to kind of kick things off. And he reaches behind and he grabs another pair. He's like, oh, yeah, and I got these too. I was like, where did those come from? He's like, well, don't think I was going to make a Harrington Family Foundation, like a Northeast Portland Jordan, and not make one for myself. So there is actually a seventh pair that he signed and just gave to me a couple weeks ago to use as kind of like our final, you know, in another 4 or 5 years. However, the thing that I thought was really interesting is, so Peter Moore, also Northeast Portland, designed the ones and the twos. Tinker started with the threes. When Tinker did the Harrington Family Foundation ones, he said it was the only Jordan one that he's ever designed.
Really?
Yeah, which I thought was, like, are you serious? You've never done? He's like, no, that was Peter's design, and I've never done a Jordan one before, so this is the first and only one. I was like, man, that makes it even more. So it's one of seven. I have a pair. Tinker had a pair. Now, you know, he gave it to raffle off, and it's the only one that he's done. So there's some holy grail fun story time.
Yeah, that's some, like,
wow.
If you're a sneakerhead, like do you have a pair of, like, the Pit Crew, like the Jordan 3s? Did you ever get a pair?
I do. I do have a pair of the Pit Crews. Yeah. I was the first president, founding member of the Pit Crew.
That's why I figured you had a pair. Like, just, you know, for non-sneakerheads, like that, like that pair that went to the original founders of the Pit Crew, like those on the secondary market go for like 30 G's. Like, it's the rarer you get, it's like anything else. The rarer you get, it's people get a little, they get a little excited about that. So when you're talking about one of six or one of seven, this is a really cool opportunity for sneakerheads to get some really, really limited edition shoes.
Well, the cool thing that I remember was it Union Gospel Mission a couple months ago?
Yeah.
That had the Spike pair Lee. Show up, the gold. Uh-huh. And they took them to Tinker for authentication to, you know, make sure everything was real and, you know, had some ideas about what they should do with them. And he's like, no, I'd send them to, like, Sotheby's auction house or something.
Yeah.
I think they got like $50,000 for them.
Yeah, they were. Spike Lee had a pair of Jordans. I don't remember what number they were, but he had a pair of Jordans that he had made up for him for the Oscars. Gold Jordans. I want to say they were threes or fours. But yeah, and they showed up at the Gospel Mission. Somehow someone dropped them off. So someone was like, yeah, you might want to go ahead and do something with those.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say that they weren't just accidentally dropped in a donation basket.
Probably not.
How about that? Yeah. How about let's say this is the community taking care of the community.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool that we can do this with sneakers, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So $40 raffle tickets. Where do people go, and how long do they have to get the tickets?
HarringtonFamilyFoundation.org. My Twitter. What is my Twitter account? At Joey something or Joey 3 Harrington. Yeah, I don't. I'm a social media influencer.
You are. You're a big deal.
We're just going to push it out everywhere. You'll be able to find it. Just
at
click
Joey
on the
3 Harrington.
Yeah, at Joey 3 Harrington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks. In 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
So you have 2 weeks. You can buy as many as you want, right?
You could buy, I think we have to cap it, you know, because technically it's gambling and we have to set your odds of winning. But, you know, I think it's capped at like 5,000 tickets. Last year, I think we sold like 750 tickets.
Well, let's get
maybe
more.
1,000.
Okay.
You know, so really, I mean, your odds are pretty dang good for $40. Yeah. And if you buy two tickets, then your odds are twice as good.
I have an old man question because I understand none of this. Do you wear the shoes that you got?
I don't.
Yeah.
Really?
You do?
Yeah. Of course, they're shoes.
Yeah. See, that's what I think. But a lot of people would like laugh at me for asking that question.
Well, like I wear mine. I wear mine out about. I have like two or three pair that I save for like nicer weather days. But I don't have anything that's rare. But if you wear a pair of these out, you've got
that's baller.
You've got some. Yeah, those are some stones.
That's baller.
That's a baller move.
Also, conversation starter for
yes,
those who notice.
Yes,
you know.
It is.
Nice.
Well, so I did a podcast yesterday. It's going to come out this week for in promotion of the raffle, and we're going through some of my sneakers. And, pulled the ones out the Harrington Family Foundation ones, and I wear them, and there's a pretty decent scuff on them. So, but it's like, he was like, oh my God, there's a scuff. And I was like, oh my God, they're shoes. Like, you're supposed to wear them. Like,
that's
refreshing. What happens when you wear shoes.
That's right. Yeah. They're shoes. They're shoes. Put them on your feetsies. Yeah,
except they're one of six Jordans, though.
Come on, man.
Somewhere some sneakerhead is just staring a hole.
Are you going to do with them? Put them in a closet?
Well, for some people, yes, they do.
That's weird to me.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get the
whole
thing.
It's like people that collect like toys or whatever and they don't play with them.
Yeah, but toys aren't supposed to be on your feet.
But you're supposed to play with them.
Okay, but here's the thing, too. Okay, I can understand if I'm going to buy something as an investment, right?
Yes.
So I win this pair of Jordans and I have it as an investment to, I'm going to hold on to it for 20 years, then I'm going to sell it for $40,000 and send my kids to college. I get that, right? But that's not my situation. My situation was I was gifted something from the kindness of somebody's heart to do something with this to make other people's lives better. And here's your pair. So how much of a jerk would I be if I was like, yeah, that pair that you gave me? I'm going to hold on to it, and I'm going to sell that. I'm going to sell that one, and I'm going to send my kid to college. No, I'm going to wear them because it was a gift, and it was an incredibly kind gift from an incredibly thoughtful person who's trying to take care of the community. So there you go.
Okay.
Well, just know that right now, like the Pit Crew Jordans that we were talking that he has a pair, right now on the secondary market, those are about $22,000 for a well-worn pair.
Wow. Oh my God.
But people are asking $22,000. Nobody's paying more than like $4,000 or $5,000.
Is that all?
Well,
that's crazy.
Yeah, that's all,
All right. Well, do you want to talk about Augusta?
Yes. Tell me all about it.
I'm going to. We have to break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about my white privilege.
It is. It is very white, and it is very privileged.
Yeah, but there's only so much I can tell you.
What's the world? Oh, the Worldwide Weasel. That's what it is. Yeah. We're gonna brainstorm on this a little bit more.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Suk and I had some good info or some good thoughts about doing a Children's Miracle Network. Oh. For college football players.
Okay. Well, suddenly a lot to get to. We'll be right back with our friend Joey Harrington with Storytime here on 1080 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're back with our friend Joey Harrington. We got the shoes discussed. And now, Augusta National. Hello, friends. Have you ever been?
Hello, friends. My dad and I were just talking about this. I went 02, 03, 04.
I thought I had
08.
One. No. I thought I had one on him.
No. Has he been? He just rattled. I asked
02,
him.
02, 04.
I asked him that last week, too, and he had to sit there and rattle him off.
Damn it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I may have one on you, and I can only say so much. But wait, okay. The last year you were there was 2008.
Correct. That was Trevor Immelman.
Okay. My buddy was there that year.
It was a pretty boring Sunday.
Was it? So was this one, unfortunately.
Yeah.
This was built in 2012, but, and this is all I can tell you, is research Berkman's place. I was invited into Berkman's place, and let me tell you something. I've never seen anything like, there is nothing like it in sports. Let's put it that way. So I do have one on you.
B-I or B-E?
B-E-R-C-K-M-A-N, Berkman's place. It's named after, I think the Berkman family was the original family that owned the land that Augusta National Golf Club sits on. And they were, I forget what they were growing there, but that's the original.
You don't want to look into that family, by the way. If they owned that land back in the day, that's, you don't want to do that.
Just, well, I think they're wonderful.
Wait, hold on. Berkman's place, what is it? And how do you get there? Behind the VIP area at the Masters?
Yeah. And look, just do it on your own time.
VIP area at the Masters?
I was invited. And, dude, there's nothing like it. Okay, here's one little nugget.
You can't just stop there.
I kind of have to. Look,
is it like an NDA kind of thing?
Dude,
if you say something, then like some guy's gonna pop out of the woodwork and like slice your throat, or what? What do you?
It's called discretion, okay? And I have it.
Not often, but
yeah.
When it comes to the
only
Masters,
in this
only
instance.
In this instance, yes.
No, I got really lucky to get invited, but it's incredible. The two little bits of information. One, Peyton Manning was the greeter. The Peyton Manning, my new close personal friend, Peyton Manning, was just greeting people as they walked in. And two, they have replica greens of 7, 14, and 16. They are the exact same size. And they are running at the exact same stemp as they are at the Masters. And when you walk in, they hand you a $500 putter and a little ball with a Masters logo on it. Real Augusta National caddies are standing there, and they whisk you onto the greens and have you putt. So you get a feel for what it's like to actually putt on the real greens. And let me tell you something, dude. I knew it was hard. I've been there. You know, the Masters, we've all watched it. We know how hard it is. We know how undulated the greens are. We know how slick they are. It's a whole nother level to get a feel for actually putting the ball. Like, there was one where, you know, the hole's way down to the left. It's probably a 25-foot putt. The kid says, where are you going to hit this? I said, I'm going to hit it about right there. And he goes, no. Hit it at my feet way over here. He's like 15 feet to the right. And I have to hit a 25-foot putt about 3 feet. And it's just going to curl down to the hole. Like, it's just, dude,
That... Did they have the actual the mounds on 14?
Yes.
The two mounds, like right in front.
Yep. Yep. It's all there.
Well, they're like 6 feet tall. Aren't they? Well, those things are massive.
The 14 is the two tiered, right? I think it's two. Yeah, I think it's two tiered. It's, but I can't remember exactly what the green looks like. But yeah, they're exact replicas.
Someone asked the question, and no, we can get back to more of the NDAs that Rob had to sign. But while you were gone, yeah. This was floating around Twitter where someone posed the question: if you had to play the Masters, and you got to start from the green. Right? Like, everyone else has to play the tee. Like, you're playing against Scottie Scheffler and everyone else, and they're playing their regular round. You get to start on the green, but you start from the furthest place from the hole. Wherever the hole is at, wherever the furthest, you are on the fringe of the green. And you have to, all you have to do is putt. You're starting the green. Do you win the Masters?
So,
Rob?
So, I need to shoot...
What, 11?
What was he, 11 or 12 under?
11 or 12. So on any given time, you're somewhere between, you know, 8 to 15 under.
18 holes.
You have to four putt most of the greens.
Yes.
I have to be under a four putt for a few of them.
Sorry, you got to four putt all the greens, and you have to three putt a few of them.
A few of them. Ooh.
Could you win the Masters starting from the green?
And I know the greens from TV, but I haven't been able to practice.
You've never played them?
Oh, no. You know the greens because you've been on the replicas. You're the only one who knows, like, this is story time with Rob now. You're the only one who has firsthand, tangible experience putting on a Augusta green.
Yeah, I thought what made me now think about it is because you have putted on the greens.
This is it's an amazing question.
Yeah.
Story time with Isace. Oh, no, that's what it was. At the Copa Isace. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, yes. we've rebranded Club 1080 to go along with your rebrand. It's now Copa Isace.
I love that. So I would have said before putting on replica greens at Augusta National, I would have said, of course I can do that.
Yeah.
But after having putted there, I don't think I could do that.
Interesting.
Dude, it is really, 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 really hard. And some of those putts, I mean, we watched a few holes where those guys, a guy like me would, if you miss it by 2 feet, you're now chipping. Yeah. Like, now what do you do? Now you're off the green.
Off the green.
So I got to put that back up there, and there's another three putt. Like, dude, no, I don't think I can do it. I don't think I win the Masters.
Interesting.
No.
Starting
that's
from
how
the,
good those
starting
guys
from
are.
The green.
Yeah, dude, no, I don't think. Joey, do you think you could? I don't think I could.
I'm trying to think of, like, so the pin is on, let's say the pin is on the front shelf on 9, and so that means you're all the way on the back tier. You're on the third tier back on 9?
Yes.
So you have to trickle? And it's like
you
waterfall
hold
it over
the green.
The first to waterfall it over the second to hope it stays on the green. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you think about some of these placements.
Yeah.
And like I was saying, the mounds, those two mounds on the front of 14, as you're standing on the front of the green, like before you get up there, they're like 6 feet tall. Yeah. Like this thing is and they funnel everything down to that front edge and off the front.
Yeah.
So again, like if you miss to one side, you get funneled off the green.
Yeah, I don't think so, man.
So I immediately was like, not only would I not win the Masters, but I don't know if I make the cut. And of course, every Tom, Dick, and Harry that's ever picked up a golf club is like, what are you talking about? Green jacket.
No,
I'm
no,
like,
no.
Oh, okay.
No.
Sure, you keep telling yourself that.
Yeah, Joey's right. It's just hard to get it's hard to put into words. But that's why those guys always talk about, like, you have to miss in the right spots.
Yes.
If you miss in the wrong spots,
gone.
And you're saying you're starting at pretty much the wrong spot on every green.
Every green. Furthest,
exactly.
Furthest.
You're
yeah.
dead.
Yeah.
You're dead. That's why that tournament's great.
Oh, my God. What? Trying to think about some of those, the green on 3. Like that tiny little green that just like slides down into the bunker.
That was one I was thinking of where I think if you miss hit it by a foot,
you're in the bunker.
You're off.
Yeah.
You're off the back of the green.
Yeah. If you're on the high side, like that thing is flying. So where were you sitting? Okay, we're gonna come back.
Okay.
We're gonna revisit the Birkenstock place? What's
it called? It's called Berkman's Place. It's the most incredible.
We'll come back to that. We'll have an entire show about that.
I can't tell you much more.
Oh, we're going to get it out of you. I want to know where you were sitting. You had one round at Augusta. So,
Where
did you choose to sit?
We walked the whole course, but as you know, you buy chairs at the beginning and then you set them where you want to sit later when you get tired. We put ours right behind the flag, just a little bit behind and left if you're at the front of the green looking back at the flag on 16. And the highlight of the day, we happened to be sitting
Wait, hold on. You were on the hill?
So you know where the bunker is on 16. So it's the par three. So you got the bunker and the flag is right behind the bunker. And that it's that area for those that are novices. It's that area where Tiger hit that famous chip.
Where Tiger rolled it in.
Yeah.
Oh, so you were sitting on that side over there.
Back there, yeah, because it's shaded back there. And we're about third row. Here's a pro tip if you ever go to the Masters. Make sure your seats when you set them down are just slightly elevated over the ones in front of you. Because once it gets full, it's hard to see around all those fat heads.
And then you can't stand up.
You don't want to stand up. Yeah, so anyway, it was kind of hard to see, but the coolest moment that happened while we were sitting back there was Tiger nearly holing out of the bunker on 16. But once the leaders came through on 16 on Sunday, it was all but over. Scheffler birdied it, and that was cool, but the tournament was in hand. So we sat there. Another really cool place, and you may agree with this, is three on the corner of – three green, you can watch them tee off on the par three fourth. That's a pretty cool spot. And then I thought one of the best places is 13, the par five over the water. If you're standing on the other side of 14 green, there's a grandstand there. We never went to the grandstands. We were just walking. But if you're standing there, you can watch the balls come in on 13 and then watch them tee off on 14. And there's not a lot of people over there, and it's very shaded. So those were my favorite places on the course. How about you?
We would sit. So most, you have to walk the place. Like you have to walk it. And so we would go, you know, those years we'd go for all four rounds. And so we'd take a day and we'd spend an entire day walking. Or then we'd take a day and we'd walk the morning and post up. The places that I thought had the best, we would post on Sunday in the grandstand as high left as you can on 15.
15, yeah.
Because then you can watch everything coming in on 15, and there's going to be some drama on a par 5 with the water, and then you can sit and watch them tee off on 16.
Yeah, you can watch
the whole 16th hole.
That's probably the best spot on the whole course right there.
Well, I was going to say, if you can get a spot, there are a few spots in the grandstand on 12 where you can see the approaches coming in on 11, you can see the 12th hole, and you can see them heading out 13. So, that's the key, is to try and find a spot where you can get multiple vantage points.
I found 12 a little overrated, only because it's way over the water and you can't really see back there.
True. That's why my point is, like, you could also see the 11 and you could see some of the tee balls on 13.
Rob found the just normal Augusta experience a bit overrated. Once you've been to super secret VIP places, he sloughs off the number 12 and
So here's my it's story time, right? So here's the Augusta story time. My dad and I went in 04 in Arnold Palmer's last year. And we're walking up 11. This is before they had Tiger-proofed 11. And everybody would just bail out to the right, right? So you're walking up 11, and it's just trees all up the right side now, right?
Well, they've changed it. They've taken some out on the right.
Well, it used to be completely just, once you got up about 200 yards past the off the tee box, it used to open up all the way to the right. And so people would bail. And so this was Arnold Palmer's last year, and we just happened to be walking, you know, we're kind of doing our stroll through the course, and this ball goes bump, 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 like bounces right by my feet, and it just comes to a stop, and, you know, everybody runs over, you know, like people do at golf tournaments. So I was like, Dad, let's stand here, you know, see who shows up. Sure enough, strolling down the fairway comes Arnie, the king.
Oh, gosh.
And he walks up to the ball, and he looks at it, you know, in the fairway, and, you know, he's not hitting the ball very far at this point. And, the Masters had done a great thing in his final round, taken all of his scores off the leaderboard. Mm. So, you know, as he was going around, just said Palmer, and it didn't post his score. But you could tell he was tired, and he was ready to call it a day. And he walks up and looks at his ball buried in the rough and looks at 11, and he goes, "Oh, Jesus. Who wants to go back to the clubhouse and get a drink?" And everybody was like, "Yeah, let's do it."
That's awesome.
And he grabs a 5-iron or whatever it is and just goes whack and takes a cut at this thing, boom, boom. Runs it right up onto the front of the green, and the place went absolutely crazy.
Those guys are nuts. I have a very similar story with Phil Mickelson. Standing on 10, watching the shots on 10, we hear a ball hit behind us. Well, that's the trees on 18. And so we're like, oh, well, let's see who this is, because we can't see who hit it. And up saunters Phil Mickelson. He's like 100 yards ahead of his caddy. His caddy's like running to catch him. This is on Friday. He is going to miss the cut, so he's on his last hole. That dude wants out of there so bad, much like Arnie. Doesn't say a word. His caddy is like racing up to get him a club. He doesn't worry about yardage. He tells him nothing. He grabs a club, whacks it, and it freaking flies all the way out of there over the trees. I don't think he hit the green, but he got it completely out of there. And I was like, oh my God, I couldn't hit that shot in 100 tries. And he did it without even caring.
He's like, whatever.
And then his jet was probably fueled up, ready to go. He puts out, makes bogey, and he's out of there.
Thanks for coming.
Those guys, man. Well, it's an awesome experience.
It is. Are we out of time? Is that the
Yeah, we're getting close, but let's squeeze in one more.
Okay, one more. So we're following Padraig when he was tied for the lead. Would have been like, I think it might have been 04. And so on 18, he yanks one left of the TV tower. And he's behind the TV tower having to play back over the top. And, you know, they rush around and crowd it. He looks at this thing, and he hits a wedge, flops this thing over the top of Jim Nance, and drops it, dum dum dum, you know, 3 feet from the pin. Makes his taps his par and goes on. Yeah, I think he finished fourth that year. But what happened is he hit this incredible wedge shot, and this divot just flies through the air and boom, lands right at my feet. As everybody's going crazy, I pick up the divot and I put it in my pocket. And later on that night, I was like, "Hey, I've got your divot. Can you sign?" We were at dinner. I was like, "Hey, could you sign a flag to my dad? I'm going to frame the divot with the flag, and you know, I'm going to get a picture of you hitting that shot." So I got it framed, and then I lost the divot.
Oh, dude.
What happened to the divot?
I thought you were going
to
say Augusta National tackled you.
Exactly. I thought they were going to tell you like they you weren't allowed to take it.
Oh, I'm sure they would tell me that, but that's probably what happened. It was in the back of my car. It was in the trunk of my car. I just had it stuck, and somebody probably came in
and
broke into my car and they stole it. There was probably GPS tracking on the grass.
I guarantee there was.
That would have been so cool.
That club does not mess around, man. No. That place is so
magical.
Let me
tell you about the time I went to the Master. Oh, wait. Yeah, I don't have one.
Your day will come.
I haven't been.
Your day will come. All right. Well, there's story time with me.
Yeah.
Thank
you. I was at Rose City the other day, though, and hit a beautiful 5-iron. Let me tell you, the course was in immaculate shape. It's the same thing.
Frame that divot.
There we go. We're at the Copa. Copa Isace.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Stories and stories, they're told. Just at the Copa. You're supposed to go to breakout. It's going to fade out. Goodbye.
Bye, Joey. Thank you. Mods PDX, the future of building, is here. Club 1080 is next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.